Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Have you ever been in a situation where someone thinks you've done something and you're having a hard time convincing them you didn't do it? Yeah, me too. I call this dynamic the guilty box. It's the perception that folks have in their minds about you, and they use that to determine your guilt or innocence in other situations. So, can you get out of the guilty box? Absolutely. Here's my favorite strategy to move around that assumption. Focus on the difference. Two places to play here. First up, then versus now. What's different about a situation or environment now? It can be time-based or new developments. By focusing on what's changed, many people will adjust their perception and look at a situation with new eyes. Here's a personal example. I was at one of my business meetings and a longtime friend said to me, "Oh my God, you look amazing." Now, she was referring to my weight loss as compared to how I looked when I first joined the group 15 years ago. I chuckled and said, "Oh yeah. Back then, I was eating my way through my mother's ovarian cancer. Dark days for sure." What I inferred? My being 70 pounds heavier wasn't normal. It was based on something no longer happening. Very effective. Second, get specific about conflicting evidence. If you're accused of one thing, but folks know that you've done something different, they need to be reminded. Now, this happens a lot in politics. A common example nowadays, when you hear, "I'm paying attention to what Billy Bob does, not the words they say." The inference here, their actions conflict with the accusations. Now, here's how to respond to that. Ask the "if this is true" question. As in, if blah, 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 allegation, were true, why would I do blah, blah, blah? Or if this accusation was true, then how did this opposite thing happen over here? This is a gentle way of pointing out differences without sounding accusatory. Now look, no one likes to be accused of stuff they didn't do. Now frankly, this is a huge pet peeve of mine. Talk about getting triggered. But if we recognize the guilty box in that moment, we can diffuse any false assumptions about us. Try it sometime. Hope that helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.